Warralilly pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Melbourne camp, waiting very patiently for us. Thanks to Warralilly, the premier place for families to live, is our own Jason Doherty, standing alongside Melbourne assistant coach Troy Chaplin.
Yes, it's not too often the assistant coach holds the umbrella for the journo, but anyway, he's doing that right now. Troy Chaplin has joined us. We're in the players' race. We're trying to keep a little bit out of the rain. Simon Goodwin's right next to us with another broadcaster as well, but I'm not quite sure. You're obviously predicting a little bit of rain, Troy, but maybe nothing like this?
No, not as much as this, Jase. It's, we probably thought it would rain at the start of the game. It's got pretty heavy, so it's going to make it pretty slippery early on and probably just end up being a bit of a surge game and a bit more straight line, which certainly helps us. Obviously, they like to play pretty fast and embrace the corridor a little bit, so these sort of conditions do make it a bit harder to do that, but at the same time, we've got to execute as well.
You've probably trained for this sort of scenario anyway, I suspect, through the season, so it was going to happen at some stage.
Yeah, and our home base at Casey gets pretty wet and windy as well, so we've had some games in the wet as well, Port Adelaide, GWS up in Alice Springs, Essendon early in the year. Where we've played some good footy, but some inconsistent footy as well. So we've made a couple of adjustments along the run, and we've put a couple of those into place. Spoken to the boys pre-meeting just before, and just said about if it comes in wet, we can adjust.
Troy, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Cassinelius, Sean Higgins and Pete Ryan from The Age talking to you. It's obviously been a fortnight gap, or just short of, for your boys since you last played. How do you ensure that they just don't go off the boil with that break, and that they're up and about in time to be ready to go tonight?
Look, I think that it's been a bit of a different build-up for us, because it's really only been about 10 or 11 days since our last game, being that Sunday game against Sydney. So we gave the boys a few days off, had a bit of a hit out, a week out. Wasn't too bad, but we lost a few of our VFL boys, so we couldn't really do what we wanted to do, but we've been able to make sure that our boys are ready to go. I mean, it's a final, they're going to look forward to it, and they're really looking forward to getting out there and playing Collingwood, and hopefully in front of a big crowd, and hopefully this rain doesn't turn too many away.
Heartbreak always come finals, and Jake Melksham is the story for you guys. But Tom McDonald gets his opportunity. He hasn't played since round 11. How will you use him tonight? This forward line looks a little bit different to what Tom McDonald usually played in.
Yeah, it does. And it's disappointing for Melky, because it was such a good story. He fought away at VFL level, come in, played a role for us while Fritter was out, and started to play some really good footy. And just really disappointing. But that happens in finals. You've only got to look at Collingwood with John Noble as well. There always seems to be a heartbreak story for someone in some team, and Tommy gets his opportunities. He started to play some really good footy this back end of the year after having some issues with his body, and in these conditions it's going to be hard to mark, so all we need from him is a real contest and bring the ball to the front and give our smalls a real opportunity to put some pressure on and hopefully hit the scoreboard for us as well.
Troy, thanks for joining us. How are the emotions as a player compared to a coach coming into a final? Do you wake up at 3 in the morning and think, oh shit, I forgot to tell old mate to stand on the mark, or how does that operate?
Oh no, it's not too bad. I've had a pretty quiet day, just took the dog for a walk, and I've probably, as a coach, the last couple of years you get used to it, so I haven't thought about it too much. We've done all our prep, so really it's up to the players now and what we can do. We've only got a couple of levers you can really pull in the wet, so we don't overcomplicate it too much. Try and keep it as simple as possible for the boys and for us as well, because in these conditions, there's not much you can do apart from try and get the ball forward. So, probably as a player, I would have had a few more nerves. I remember going back to my time playing finals, whereas as a coach now, I'm a bit more relaxed, which sounds a bit silly because it's out of my control, so I probably should be a little bit more nervous.
You're right. I know the old cliche is to sort of take it one week at a time, but do you have to be sort of careful as a coaching group that you actually do keep things as normal as you can, that it's not too big a build-up, that it's a final, but at the end of the day, it's just another game?
Yeah, without a doubt. And probably the last couple of years, we've had some experience of this. The boys have been able to play in some big finals, and they know what to expect now. And even in the hub, we had a two-week break before the grand final. So we've been in this situation before. We can lean on that experience a little bit, but at the end of the day, as you said, it's just another game, and you want to make sure you do the basics really well, especially in these conditions. You can't overcomplicate it too much. Just keep it as simple as possible for the players, because at the end of the day, the team that executes the basics really well in these conditions, or any final, and plays a tough brand of footy, they're the team that generally come out on top.
We're speaking with Melbourne assistant coach Troy Chaplin. Thanks to Warralilly, the premier place for families to live. He's Sean Higgins on K-Rock Footy.
Good luck tonight, Troy. I mean, you touched on at the very beginning the strengths of Collingwood. I think the weather clearly impacts the style of football that's going to take place tonight, and does simplify it and plays into the strength of your midfield. But How many contingencies do you go in with the strengths of Collingwood, and how do you see the start of the game play out in terms of focusing on the way that you want to go about it versus taking away a couple of their strengths?
Yeah, look, I think our brand of footy is what you sort of get in finals. We play a contest brand of footy. We're strong defensively, and that's what you need to be in finals football. So, without a doubt, Collingwood have got some real strengths, and we acknowledge them, but we also want to make it about us as well and make sure that we don't spend too much time on them. We acknowledge what they're good at. We'll have a couple of levers that we might be able to pull throughout the game around stoppage or how we might use the ball or if we need to get a number back. But generally, you want to just go out there and play to your strengths and play your way initially. And look, early on, in finals, it's going to be high pressure. There's going to be a lot of mistakes, and these conditions lend to that even more. So as coaches, you just don't try and react or overreact to those conditions or mistakes, because otherwise you become a little bit too emotional and you start to make decisions that might not be conducive to what we need to actually do. So early on, it'll be very, very basic for our boys about getting the ball going forward, and we'll just go from there.
Does it change the percentage split in terms of Petraka's time up forward and through the middle tonight in these conditions, knowing that majority of the ball and the footy will be played between the arcs, that you'll want him in and around the contest a little bit more potentially?
Yeah, without a doubt, and that's something we've spoken about early on. We'll see him forward of the ball, and if we need to use him around the footy, we can pull that lever. But both teams generally send a number up around stoppage. Track will be that guy at times. We'll use other guys as well. So if we are losing stoppage, though, he's certainly a player that you want to get around the footy straight away. But at the same time, he's got talent and can help us ahead of the ball. So it's one of those ones where you go, well, geez, where's he going to be more valuable? But early on, we'll back ourselves in, and if we need to make a change, we'll pull that lever.
Troy, Peter Ryan, good luck tonight. I just wanted to ask you the difference this year as opposed to last year, where you felt like you went in, run out a little bit of gas. Has your season been geared differently to make sure that you're trying to peak at this time of the year?
I'm not sure if it's been geared differently, Peter. I think we've learnt from last year. The reality was, at the back end of last year, we had a lot of guys who were under injury clouds and were playing injured. And in finals footy, you can't really do that. And we got caught out. And it's one thing that we reflected on as a coaching group was we need to make sure our guys are ready for the back end of the year. So we've been able to rotate a few more through the mid, manage some game time in game instead of just giving guys rest from week to week. So there's been a little bit of that, but without a doubt, we're a little bit healthier this year from the 23 that are playing. Last year, we had a few sore boys that we're probably hoping we get through that first week, and it didn't eventuate, and then we probably got caught out. But I think we're playing better footy, especially this time of the year, than what we were last year, and hopefully that holds us in good stead.
Just last one from me. How much thought Tom McDonald versus your other options, which I assume was Brody Grundy, to come into the team?
Yeah, we had a chat, even behind the ball as well. It was Hibbo or Adam Tomlinson. Do we want to go three tools? Tommy's been playing some really good football at VFL after an injury-interrupted season, and we just felt that Tommy gives us a contest forward of the ball as a genuine forward. We'll still use Jacob as our second ruck, so the Melky role was more of a forward, not that ruck forward. So unfortunately for Brody, and it doesn't put him out of calculations for the rest of the final series, but we felt Tommy was a better option tonight, and hopefully that comes to fruition for us.
Troy, we really appreciate your time. Always great to chat to you on K-Rock Footy. No doubt we'll do it again through the finals. Best of luck tonight.
No worries. Have a good call, guys.
Thanks, Troy. Troy Chaplin joining us here on K-Rock Football. The premier place for families to live is Warralilly. Check out warralilly.com.au. House and land packages are available.
Warralilly pre-game interview.